This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Political parties have intensified election campaign for the assembly polls in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. Top leaders of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. In Maharashtra, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public rallies at Dhule and Nasik today. He said the NDA government at the centre and the Mahayuti government in the state are committed to the welfare of the underprivileged. Mr. Modi said 50 lakh women in the state have received free LPG connections under the Ujjwala Yojana and more than 1.25 crore households have received piped water connections under the Har Ghar Jal Yojana. The Prime Minister highlighted about the initiatives of the central government and the Mahayuti government in Maharashtra for farmers, infrastructural projects like Atal Setu, Vadhavan Port, Samriddhi Mahamarg and Mumbai Metro as achievements of the government. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a rally in Shirala in Sangli district of the state. On the other hand, NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar campaigned in favour of Mahavikas Aghadi candidates in Wardha. NCP SP leader Supriya Sule campaigned in Pune and party leader Jayant Patil canvassed in Chiplun. In Jharkhand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today addressed a rally at Simdega. He accused the BJP of trying to snatch Jal, Jungle, Zameen, water, forest and land from tribal people. Mr. Gandhi termed the Jharkhand polls as a fight of ideology between the India bloc and the BJP-RSS combine. Assembly elections are being held in two phases in Jharkhand. Voting for the first phase will be held on the 13th of this month and campaigning for this phase will end on Monday. Polling for the second phase will take place on 20th November along with single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra. President Draupadi Murmu today expressed confidence that the government's policy of zero tolerance against corruption will eradicate corruption from its roots. She said that integrity and discipline are considered the ideals of life in Indian society. The president was addressing an event marking Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 of the Central Vigilance Commission in New Delhi. A seven-judge bench of the Supreme Court today overruled the 1967 judgment in S. Aziz Basha versus Union of India case that became the basis for denying the minority status to the Aligarh Muslim University. The 1967 judgment had held that an institution incorporated by a statute cannot claim to be a minority institution. The majority held that the court must examine who established the university and who was the brain behind it. If that inquiry is pointing towards minority community, then the institution can claim minority status as per Article 30 of the Constitution. For this factual determination, the Constitution bench relegated the matter to a regular bench. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sopore area of North Kashmir's Baramulla district. Kashmir Zone Police spokesperson said, acting on a specific input regarding the presence of terrorists in Panipura, Sopore area and the district, a joint operation by the security forces was launched last night. As security forces reached the suspected spot, hiding terrorists opened fire, resulting in a gunfight. Incriminating material, arms and ammunition have been recovered from the encounter site. The government today said Karm Yogi Saptah, a national learning week initiative, has achieved unprecedented impact by conducting over 38 lakh hours of transformative learning drive. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said in a statement that this initiative saw over 45 lakh course enrollments. The week, which was observed from the 19th to the 27th of October this year, saw 4.3 lakh participants dedicating at least 4 hours to learning. Domestic benchmark equity indices today ended with marginal losses. The 30-share BSE Sensex dipped 55 points to close at 79,486, while the NSE Nifty 50 fell 51 points to settle at 24,148. And with that, we end this news bulletin.